serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Expanded ground assault in the Middle East. Israel telling Palestinians to flee even further south as the Biden administration works toward getting another pause in place. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether the bankruptcy deal for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma should shield its owners, the Sackler family, from liability.
The stakes are sweeping here. So many mass tort claims in this country when thousands of people have been injured, whether it's a makeup product to a sexual abuse in the Catholic Church or in the Boy Scouts. Some of those claims, lots of those claims, have been resolved in one swoop as part of a bankruptcy protection process.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Florida State becoming the first unbeaten Power 5 conference champion to be excluded from the college football playoff field. The CFP grows to 12 teams next year, hopefully alleviating some of the controversy. This is ABC News. What are the prospects for business next year? A preview from the National Association for Business Economics.
Respondents to NABE's latest survey say they expect the economy to grow at 2.6% this year, better than they thought earlier this year. Spokesman Ken Simonson says inflation will slow, but probably won't hit the Fed's target.
They think that the inflation rate will remain above 2% into 2025.
NABE also predicts fewer jobs will be created in the months to come.
But the unemployment rate will stay pretty moderate, below 4.5%.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Comedian Billy Crystal and actor Queen Latifah are among the newest group of Kennedy Center inductees. President Biden welcoming them to the White House before the event last night. Honorees also include opera singer Renee Fleming, 70s music icon Barry Gibb, and hitmaker Dionne Warwick. What's RIZ? It's short for charisma. Oxford University Press naming it Word of the Year. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13, in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Democrats have elected Diane Hesselbein as their new minority leader. Hesselbein was elected to represent Middleton in the Senate last fall after a decade of serving in the Assembly. Earlier this week, Melissa Agard stepped down as minority leader after announcing her run for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein beat Senators Kelda Royce and Jeff Smith in a vote for minority leader on Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says it's about voters choosing their lawmakers and not the other way around.
If we get back to the feedback mechanisms of democracy, that's the win. It's not about which party wins in 2024. I just think that's overly reductive.
Mandel spoke at a WISP politics gathering on Thursday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 9th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a radio auction at the American Legion Hall and on 98.3. To bid, call 715-762-3032 or stop in. You can also check the Park Falls Lions Club online at eclubhouse.org, and items can be viewed at the Legion Hall the day of the auction. All proceeds go to supporting the projects of the Park Falls Lions Club.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral notice for Beatrice Biba Anna K. Johnson. Biba is survived by her son, Kendrick, survived also by 8 nephews and 6 nieces and numerous relatives and friends. Funeral services for Biba will be held at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls on Tuesday, December 5th at 11 a.m. Reverend Emerson Coy will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Beatrice Biba Anna K. Johnson. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today, a high near 35, winds beyond the south up to 5 miles an hour. We have slight chances for snow tonight with a low around 24 and an east wind up to 5. We'll have more chances for snow Tuesday, a high near 34, and we'll have a northwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy, a high near 34, and we'll have a south wind up 5 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Thursday warms up to 44 with mostly sunny skies and wild south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 28 degrees.
I feel tears welling up, cooling deep inside like my heart's full of big break.
Enjoy the magic of the holidays mixed in with country favorites during Sawyer Brown with a sprinkle of Christmas on Saturday, December 2nd at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. You'll feel the spirit of the season as Sawyer Brown performs cherished holiday melodies and chart-topping country hits in this must-see performance. Purchase your tickets today at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 years or older to attend all shows. Music is more fun at the lake.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. College bowl games and the playoff picture all nice and neatly set after yesterday. It's Michigan and Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Washington will take on Texas in the Sugar Bowl. And the winners of those two games will play for the national championship January 8th in Houston. Florida State had won every game this season, and Georgia won 29 in a row, including back-to-back national championships. But then they lost by a field goal on Saturday. Neither team deemed good enough by the College Football Playoff Committee to make a trip to the CFP, so they'll go to the Orange Bowl instead. Other bowl matchups, Mississippi and Penn State in the Peach Bowl, Ohio State, Missouri in the Cotton Bowl. It'll be Notre Dame and Oregon State playing in the Sun Bowl. Holiday Bowl features Louisville and USC, Troy facing Duke in the Birmingham Bowl, Boston College and SMU in the Fenway Bowl. Northwestern and Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl. SRN Sports. NFL matchups, the Lions win on the road. They beat the Saints 33-28 yesterday. Detroit improves to 9-3. That's their best record through 12 games since they were 10-2 back in 1962. Dolphins rout the Commanders 45-15. Colts beat the Titans 31-28. Indy linebacker Zaire Freeman says two block punts carried them the victory.
7-point swing. You know, you get two block kicks, turn into three, and you knock the punter out of the game. They can't kick the extra point. That's how the game gets overtime. I told the young guys, I said, look, that's when you know your special teams is really making plays, when they affect an outcome of the game.
Patriots defense was tough. They held the Chargers to just 6 points yesterday, but they lost 6-0. Cardinals beat the Steelers. It was the Broncos beating the Texans. Falcons down the Jets. The Panthers beat the Buccaneers. 49ers shellacked the Eagles 49-12. Rams beat the Browns. And Sunday night, it was the Packers beating the Chiefs 27-19. This is SRN Sports.
Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers over the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. The final, Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. After a four-game losing streak, the Packers now won four of their last five games. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how the offense is improving.
Certainly there's a trust, just making sure that we get the protection that's needed. You know, guys in the receiver room and tight end room are making plays in the passing game.
The Chiefs fall to 8-4, and next week they host the Buffalo Bills. Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones.
I go by the five-minute rule. You got 5 minutes to complain. You got 5 minutes to get it all out.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to play the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee held on to beat the Hawks 132-121 over the weekend. Adrian Griffin.
You know, we played a tough Atlanta team that could really score the ball. I don't think they missed in the first half, and we just weathered the storm.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Checking out some local sports, lots of high school boys and girls basketball from the weekend. On the boys' side, it was Marathon at home, topping the Shawamigan boys 66-35. The Winter boys beat LCO 103-67. The Winter boys win it. Assumption tops the Phillips boys 61-53. Stratford a winner as they top Prentice 62-45. Those Rib Lake boys topping Pittsville 62-52. The Lakeland boys beat Medford 57-53. And Northland Pines a winner over Tomahawk 63-24. On the girls' side, it was Ashland winning over Cumberland 51-31. Hurley edges Butternut 44-40 on Friday. It was the Marathon boys topping, Marathon girls rather, topping the Shawamigan girls. Final there was 60-18. Assumption edges the Phillips girls 60-53. You had Stratford winning over the Prentice girls 63-32 on Friday night. Edgar, they beat Rib Lake 47-34. Lakeland was a 63-32 winner over Medford. And the Northland Pines girls, they topped Tomahawk 41-14. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Those Salvation Army bell ringers always look at me like I'm stingy. I already gave. I don't need the guilt trip, but what can I do?
From the makers of the I Voted sticker comes a sticker that says, I gave already, so just back off, Buster. Simply peel off the adhesive backing and stick your I gave already, so just back off, Buster sticker where any bell ringer can see.
Give to the Salvation Army.
Get it, kettle boy. Read the sticker.
I gave already, so just back off, Buster. Okay, free pass.
Darn right.
Get your I gave already, so just back off, Buster sticker today, and we'll donate all proceeds to charity.
Really?
No.
Looking for smartphone apps you can actually use this season? Go online to the Not Totally On The Level App Store. At NotTotallyOnTheLevelAppStore.com, you'll find apps like the Parking Space Finder, the Hot Toy Locator, and all that. But new for this year, the Checkout Scanner Jammer.
Huh. It says this giant flat-screen TV is only $199.
$199?
No, it's $1.99.
Sweet!
Get your questionable smartphone apps from the NotTotallyOnTheLevelAppStore.com, making your holiday season a little bit merrier and a little bit illegal since about a month ago when I figured out how to do this.
Winter is right around the corner, and we're shoveling up another big pile of country right now.
Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
98Q Country.
don't bother me a bit. He's got somebody else's eyes. I'm seeing myself in. I'm holding on to every moment. God knows I missed a few. The day we met, I knew I had some catching up to do.
trucks and four wheels. Jump on in, a man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell. What a blacktop is.
From today, ho ho ho, down the chimney he goes. Don't want to have you press the panic button quite yet, but you got 3 weeks, you got two weekends. It is the 4th of December today, and we have some wimpy weather for you this week. Temperatures mid 30s, might even spike up into the mid 40s on Thursday. So, any of that snow lingering in some of the shaded areas will probably be gone. There are parts of the state, there are quite a few parts of the state that have snow. A little bit to the north, a little bit to the, southern part of the state. A friend of mine lives down south of Madison, and I saw they had some snow on the ground yesterday. But we will not, and we won't see any, it looks like. Maybe just a few flurries here and there. But I don't see anybody talking about a major storm in our forecast. Nice win for the Pack last night. That would qualify as a nice win. That's one on the schedule. You're like, well, probably not going to get that one. They did. They played well, put themselves in position at the end of the game, and then got a couple breaks on those last couple calls. Definitely not the Hail Mary, because Hail Marys they very rarely will call it. Although it was pretty obvious that Travis Kelce got two-handed in the back, but. With that said, the couple plays before that, that was a break. That was a break. And it wasn't a guarantee the Chiefs were going to get in the end zone or they were going to get the two-point conversion, but that was a break because that would have set up the Chiefs in a pretty good spot to possibly tie that ball game. But the Packers played well. That's all you can do in the NFL. Just put yourself in a position at the end of the game to be there to win it, and they did. Jordan Love, he played well. He had three, four passes that were like, ooh, boy, that was close. That fourth down play. When he completed that fourth down play off of his back foot into triple coverage and he found Dobbs, I thought to myself, this is the Packers night right here. You don't make a catch and throw like that without it just kind of being your night. And the Packers... had a couple other games this year they maybe could have won. They did. So it evens up. It is all even now. It's 6-6. If the season were to end today, which it won't, and if it did, we won't have any playoffs anyway because we'd have other things to worry about. 6-6, and the Packers would be in the playoffs. Packers would be the number 7 seed right now if the season were to end today. The Vikings would be the number 6 seed. They are also 6-6, but the Vikings beat the Packers earlier in the year. So now, get ready. I mean, you better have something soothing next to the recliner there, because we have 5 weeks of some pretty intense football coming up now. 5 weeks of some pretty intense stuff. Every single game, every quarter, every play, you'll be living and dying by it, because you've got a lot of teams that are lingering right around that 6-6, 5-7 mark. It's going to be stressful. The good news for you is you have the weekend off, because the Packers' next game is going to be a Monday night game. They're going to be in New York taking on the Giants a week from tonight, Monday, December 11th. So no game over the weekend for the Packers. And their schedule has Sunday the 17th against the Buccaneers. Buccaneers kind of out of the playoffs. They're right there. Well, everybody's right there, I guess. They'll be at the Panthers on Christmas Eve. It's a noon game. I don't know if they're going to be flexing any of these games around at all. The Vikings and Packers already are playing on New Year's Eve at 7:20. New Year's Eve, yeah, Vikings-Packers in Minnesota. Then that last game of the year, they have not announced the time and the date for that one, depending on where the Packers are standing-wise. But, I mean, they talked about this on the broadcast last night. They said, ooh, the Packers don't have a crazy tough schedule. No teams above 500. I'm thinking to myself, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Look at how good the Eagles looked 2-3 weeks ago and how bad they looked yesterday at home. I know the 49ers are pretty good. But it comes down to one thing that the announcers and the studio announcers and the on-field announcers, they are all trained not to stress this. They're trained to say, here's what it is, here's what happened, but we don't talk about it after that. We don't use it as an excuse for the team winning or losing, and that is injuries, because there's a lot of them. It's an ugly part of the game of football at all levels, but especially the pros. It is ugly. There were, I believe, two broken legs probably in last night's game? And was it the Packer game where one of the sideline guys got hurt, or was that one during the day? Man, even the guys on the sideline. See, you got to pay attention. 260-pound linebackers running your way. You better be gone. You better be out of there. Whew. And the Chiefs. It seemed like the first half, every single play, it looked like a Chief player was going down. And so everybody has injuries. It's just a matter of how deep your team is, because you're going to have second and third string guys in the game. They're going to be in there at some point during the season. So the Packers get a big W, and again, they're off till a week from today when they take on the Giants. I think Jordan Love's going to be all right. I'm not going to say that Jordan Love is going to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to go that far, because he had a good night, but he had 3-4 passes. He very easily could have had 2 interceptions last night. But then again, Patrick Mahomes could have had a couple, too. He could have had a couple in there, too. All right. What else here? The Badgers, they'll play their bowl game on New Year's Day. It is the Relia Quest dot whatever bowl. It'll be in Tampa. That's good news for Badger fans who like to travel and maybe take a little family vacation. It'll be January 1st in Tampa, Florida at 11 a.m. If you're doing that, if you're thinking about going to the game, just be very careful. The scammers have already put together a scam package for you. So just keep alert. If you're planning on going to see, you hear it every year where people get bilked out of money. My philosophy always is, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So Badgers will travel well. They'll go to Tampa on New Year's Day. How about if you're a Florida State fan today? How about if you're a Georgia fan today? Florida State won every game this year. They went 13-0, Division I. And it wasn't, it was a legitimate Division I schedule. They're not even going to get to play for the championship. It'd be like going 17-0 in the NFL and saying, I'm sorry, you can't be in the playoffs. It's like, what? And then Georgia had won 29 games in a row and 2 national titles. They lose one game by a field goal. Sorry, you don't get to play for the national championship. Next year, they're going to change that to a 12-team format. And then all of the 1 and 2 win teams will be complaining that they're not in the playoffs either. So the complaining will continue. And some of the buyouts of the, some of these college coaches continues to millions and millions of dollars being paid out of these institutes of higher education to coaches that can't win and can't win football games. So they give them $20 million to go away. It's crazy. Let's get our update on the half hour, or twice an hour anyway. News and sports. Let's do it.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Expanded ground assault in the Middle East. Israel telling Palestinians to flee even further south as the Biden administration works toward getting another pause in place. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether the bankruptcy deal for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma should shield its owners, the Sackler family, from liability.
The stakes are sweeping here. So many mass tort claims in this country when thousands of people have been injured, whether it's a makeup product to a sexual abuse in the Catholic Church or in the Boy Scouts. Some of those claims, lots of those claims, have been resolved in one swoop as part of a bankruptcy protection process.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Florida State becoming the first unbeaten Power 5 conference champion to be excluded from the college football playoff field. The CFP grows to 12 teams next year, hopefully alleviating some of the controversy. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with the school district's money. It also appears Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. The city of Wausau is filing a lawsuit against 15 manufacturers of PFAS Forever chemicals. The lawsuit also names 61 major insurance companies that insured the manufacturers. Wausau has some of the worst PFAS contamination in the entire state, with the chemical found in all of the city's drinking water wells. Wausau officials say they hope to recoup some of the millions of dollars they've spent so far to provide safe drinking water and to try and clean up their water wells. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers upset the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were 5.5-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They proved the odds makers wrong. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Christian Watson with two touchdown catches before he had to leave the game with a hamstring injury.
I just think the offense as a whole is clicking a lot more. I think we found our groove, you know, taking the momentum and everything that we've been building up these past couple weeks and rolling with it, and it's been showing.
The Chiefs have now fallen to 8-4, and they host the Bills next week. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be at, but I feel like we're close. We're playing a lot of good football teams really well. Winning some of those games, losing some of those games, and be focused on another challenge this next week coming out to Arrowhead.
In the NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Campaign on what to expect tomorrow night.
Man, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere, but we're going to come ready to play.
That's the Bucks campaign. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
If you like it,
Country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Through the radio, and you.
theme song for the winter of 2023 so far. I'm Elt Rascal Flats at 98Q. Mild weather continues, mid-30s all week. Might even see some 40s on Thursday, they're telling us. Super One Bakery ribbon-cutting ceremony celebrating the brand new, newly remodeled Super One. What a beautiful store. What a beautiful store. Hats off to all those involved. Ribbon cutting on Wednesday. And we're doing some holiday bake sale stuff. Chance for you to go in and kind of pick and choose what you want with a big freshly baked treats sale going on. Thursday from 2 to 6, Friday from noon to 6, and again Saturday from 10 to 4. They'll have it all laid out and you can pick out what you want and take it home at a nice price from your local Super One store. Whew. That was a stressful one last night, wasn't it, Packer fans? That was a bit much, I know. That was a bit much. Whew. He just thought Matt Patrick Mahomes is going to do it at the end, didn't you? Yeah, he's done it to a lot of teams at the end. He had the play. The call went the Packers' way on that pass interference. And then the Hail Mary fell short. Well, it didn't fall short. It actually went long, I guess. I guess the question on that Hail Mary is, would Travis Kelce have been able to elevate on that ball? He would have had a shot at it if the Packer player had not pushed Travis Kelce in the back. He would have been able to elevate. Whether he would have been able to catch it, I don't know. But again, on those Hail Marys, you have to almost assault somebody on that stuff. Like, grab them by the head and just, like, make it so obvious. A little two-handed push in the back, most of the time on a Hail Mary is not going to be called. It's not going to be called. Too much going on down there. The Packers find a way, and they win it. They are 6-6. They'll try to get healed up. Not sure Aaron Jones will be back. They'll be back in action a week from Monday, week from today, when they take on the Giants in New York. In Monday Night Football. Did you realize that the word, did you hear earlier we were talking about the word of the year is Riz, R-I-Z, and we're not talking about the Cubs Rizzo. Apparently when someone is charismatic and has a lot of gutzpah, then apparently they refer to that person, they got Riz. Two things. First of all, it's never been used on me. And second of all, I've never even heard of the term. That's how out of the loop I am. You youngsters. Riz. Packers got Riz, that's for sure. The Badgers will play New Year's Day. And they're going to be down in Tampa in the ReliaQuest Bowl, 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. That's going to be, you're up late New Year's Eve because the Packers and Vikings play New Year's Eve, and then you're up early on New Year's Day to watch the Badgers. Should be a fun little stretch there for sports fans.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Boy next door or, handsome stranger. Why not both?
I want to be free.
Pluto TV has channels solely dedicated to love with all your rom-com favorites. Like She's All That, Clueless, Last Holiday, and more. It's TV the way it should be, free and easy.
I want to be free.
So choose love and download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
I want to be free.
Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today for a high near 35. Winds will be out of the south up to 5 miles an hour. We have slight chances for snow tonight with a low around 24 and an east wind up to 5. We'll have more chances for snow Tuesday for a high near 34 and we'll have a northwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 20 miles an hour gusting up to 30. Thursday warms up to 44 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 28 degrees.
Let's go! Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.